This is Women's Voices and Women's Stories on Yin Radio, and I'm your host, Sandy Billings. Holidays are here. Rest, relaxation, time with family and friends, a break from routine. Or is it? Instead of R&R, some of us just spin up with parties, decorating, cooking, travel, and that obligatory gift buying. It can drive you crazy. So today we're going to take a break for the holidays. We'll talk about the holiday blues, what you can do, and then we'll just forget it all and just sing. I have some advice about fighting the holiday blues and lots of great tunes. From KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, this is Yin Radio, and our theme today is holiday blues. We start with Renee Pope, who's going to take us around town in this first installment of the show, where she asks people what they like best and least about the holidays.
It's that time of year again. We're all busy getting ready for Santa and visiting with family who we may or may not see very often. With all the stress and pressures of the holiday season, it's a wonder that anyone enjoys this time of year at all. So I asked a few people what their favorite things about the holidays are and what their least favorite things are. Let's take a listen.
I like the decorating and all the lights and the trees and getting together and the family's fun. And my least favorite thing is the money. Spending, about how much money my kids expect me to spend for Christmas presents. No, they don't expect it, but just how much, like, everything costs. It's ridiculous. It's not like I could give them a homemade sock or something and they'd be like, yeah. They're like, no, we got to have a $900 stupid PSP, or, you know what I mean?
My favorite thing is being around with my family. I enjoy that a lot. My least favorite thing is all the commercialism. Christmas has become so commercialized, it's not fun anymore. It's not the intent.
My favorite thing about the holidays is seeing all my family again and, like, hanging out. And the decorations. I really like the lights and all this stuff. I think the least favorite would be, actually, I don't really dislike anything about Christmas.
My favorite thing is being able to sit down and have a nice warm meal with everybody and everyone smile and play games and just get back to the old time Christmas. I love the thought of just everybody sitting down and playing a game, not having to be in front of the TV, just the group of the family sitting around and laughing and, you know, playing cards, whatever it may be. I don't care. I love to decorate. I think that's fun of it, the part of it, too. I love putting up the tree every year and putting out the manger and reflecting back on some of the things that happened in my childhood during that time, too. My least favorite, the hustle and bustle of all the buying gifts and the wrapping and the... I would much rather spend my time on just preparing and putting together good eats for people and good memories in that way rather than having to spend so much time doing gift buying, you know, and that kind of stuff. It's just too... We've lost the thought. I agree that we've lost the thought of what Christmas is all about. I think it... needs to come back to people.
Well, my favorite thing about the holidays is presents and family.
And what's your least favorite?
My least favorite thing about the holidays is all the hustle and bustle.
My favorite thing about the holidays is that I get to go snowboarding. So there's lots of snow and seeing all my friends and family. And my least favorite thing is doing too much cooking sometimes and dishes because there's always lots of people eating, so that's one of my least favorite things.
Sounds like there's a bit of a theme about the least favorite thing, and that is the money side. That's what gets most people down. But other things can get us down during the holidays too, like not having family around, or having too much family around, or having to perform for family. The cooking, decorating, and keeping everyone sane and not fighting. Simply the celestial accident that makes the days short can cause the blues, too. From Gritman Medical Center in Moscow, Idaho, Sarah Ryle and Crystal Schluter have some advice for coping with the holiday blues.
With some of these, we're going to go through some of what the stressors are and then some of the things we can do to help. Mm-hmm. So some of the things you can do is decide what you're able to spend and stick with it. When you're doing this, make sure that before you go shopping, because a lot of times we shop and we're like, oh, I'll take that out of another budget, and then when you go try to shop for that other person, you don't have the money for that. Making the list ahead of time, mm-hmm. really identifying how much you're going to spend on each person and really sticking with it. And give the priority to things that can't be bought, time, sharing, mm-hmm. doing things, making things that you can really do personal rather than the gift.
Particularly if you have as someone on your list who is a caregiver. Think about things that you can give to that caregiver that aren't a commercial kind of thing. Can I come over and spend time with your loved one and let you take a few hours off to go to a movie? Can I provide you one meal a month every month this year? Can, you know, those kinds of things. Can I go to the grocery store for you? You know, try to think of those things that would help either someone who's a caregiver or someone who's older who may not be able to get out or maybe shouldn't be driving on their own.
And then even with your family gifts, so gifts to the entire family rather than just the children's, because if you're buying each child and then the parents' different gifts, it's going to add up very quickly. So buy a game, buy something that the whole family can share rather than doing individual.
The next is social. And we have, you know, for some people who are far away from their families or who have lost a lot of friends and family, there's that sense of isolation, you know, that... It's hard, and everybody's supposed to be happy during the holidays, right? Well, you know, if you don't have that whole support network, it can be pretty hard to be happy, all right? Again, the distance between families and friends, divorce, which we haven't talked about. You know, we've talked more about the loss in terms of someone dying, but, you know, you may be happy that you're not married anymore because it wasn't good, but there's still that loss. That you feel of not that connection with someone who was your partner and your friend.
Okay. So look for opportunities to connect with the past. This is actually becoming a really big thing anyway. The technology now, especially with MySpace, Facebook, the internet, it's easier for people to track down people from their past, like them, high school friends, people from the past that really touched them. So right now, this time of year is a good time to connect with those old support systems.
And if I may add, this is a good time during the holidays if you have your grandchildren, your children coming to visit, have them help you get on Facebook or MySpace.
And then even you can track people down pretty easily through Alter. Mm-hmm. Volunteering, giving back to others. There's a lot of people that are homebound that are not able to leave. Even just going to say hi, drop in, visit, bring mm-hmm. them a meal. Can mean a lot.
And something to think about the volunteering piece is a lot of times if you're feeling socially isolated and you're part of a church group, reach out to that church group to see what you can do. Many church groups go through the area nursing homes and sing Christmas songs up and carol up and down the halls. And having come from working in a nursing home, I want to tell you how much that brightens people's lives.
Surround yourself by supportive people and minimize negative people. This actually is a huge one. Although we are born into a certain family, sometimes there's a difference between who we choose to surround ourselves and who we are born to. Because there really is kind of this family of choice versus family of origin. Mm-hmm. And so the people that you can surround yourself, although they may not be blood family, they still can be very supportive and can still be very positive for you. And sometimes you have to say no, even if it's relatives, to people who are going to drag you down. Because I know it's nice to see the family, but sometimes there's that limit. If they're going to push you too far or make it miserable for you and your family, then sometimes it's okay to say, we'll have to do this another time.
All right. Family. You know, I love my family. I live 3,000 miles away from my family. And if we live closer together, oh, my God. Because we're all very much alike. And so we would have lots of squabbles. And one of the things that happens is when you get back together, you fall into those old roles. Even though I'm 54 years old now, my sister still tries to be my mother. And I have to say to her, Libby, did you remember that I'm 54? This is before we get into the squabble. And I definitely miss my family at this time of year. It is hard. You know, because I don't have that same tradition. What we did in Pennsylvania when I lived there is very different than what I do here. And I kind of miss the stockings over the fireplace and, you know, all, seeing all the kids and stuff. But again, for me, the family squabble thing is keeping me happy. Marital conflicts, I mean, and that can be affected by the financial aspect, because one spouse partner can overspend and the other one's like, now I don't have money for blah, 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 blah. You know, so that's an issue. Unrealistic expectations. Help me out with this one. Expecting everything to go well and everyone to get along, and then again, remembering the past holidays.
Crystal Schluter and Sarah Ryle with a little bit of advice on how to cope with the holiday blues, talking about some of the stressors that come and take us down. But I like to beat the holiday blues no matter what brings them on. And something that can perk me up during any blue period is singing. And holiday music does connect us to the past. Those are songs that we've heard all our lives, and they're everywhere. And they connect us with each other because we all know the same songs. So the rest of this Yin Radio show on the holiday blues is about holiday music. Andriette Perron and I asked people about their favorite and least favorite holiday music. I bet this one will make you smile.
My favorite holiday song is Walking Around in Women's Underwear.
Is that the only verse to it?
I can't remember the rest. Lacy things the wife is missing, didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking around in women's underwear. The only thing they can think of for a Hanukkah song is dreidel.
What is a dreidel?
It's like a little top. I think it's some sort of traditional Hanukkah present. But it's the only song we ever sing about Hanukkah is the dreidel song.
In the public school, are you obliged to insert something about Hanukkah and or other?
I think we try to, you know, do a little Kwanzaa, a little Hanukkah, a little multicultural stuff. Yeah, including everybody. Yeah.
But you're not made to.
No, we're not. There's no law about that, I don't think.
Are there specific Sufi sort of Christmas songs, or, you know, well, Christmas, I don't know, what are the traditions?
The tradition is in the Sufi tradition, especially our particular to our...
I used my rosettas all the time with my Arabic students.
It's just deep tradition. It embraces all traditions. And I suppose within our particular lineage, especially here in America, we have a number of songs that honor the sacredness.
In terms of the classical era, in terms of
would sometimes use many different names for the divine, for God or Allah, Ram or whatever one calls the divine, that which beyond all names. So because we love music, so we love sacredness, and we love the beauty of sacredness. So we music and song and honoring sacredness, honoring holiness, honoring the divine, honoring those who carry the message of the divine, of love. Whether it's Christ or Muhammad or, you know, peace and blessing upon both of them, any of them, that music is our music. We embrace it. We rejoice in it, and we will sing it. Maybe not on key, but we will sing it also.
Oh, holy night.
I do, I
can't sing.
Your knees, the angel of
Something like that.
Actually, I love that. I just can't sing it.
Yeah,
I don't know the words.
You guys sounded good.
I got it. Actually, my voice is scratchy.
Okay, and the other one is, what is your least favorite holiday or Christmas song? Which one just like rates on you?
Anything by the Chipmunks. The Chipmunks songs. Oh, I hate the Chipmunks.
Those are the two I actually thought about. What you just said. That one and Alvin. Both of them are terrible.
Except for that one. Chipmunks roasting on an open fire.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Divine,
Alison Krow. You can find more of her music at alisoncrow.com.
For my women's radio show, tell me what's your favorite holiday song, or among your favorite holiday songs.
O Holy Night.
Was that a holiday song?
Yeah. It is, isn't it? Can you sing a bit of it?
That's a hard one.
I know it is.
Is it going to be on the radio?
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Thank you. Very nice. Why is it your favorite? What do you like about it?
I don't know. I think I like it because it is kind of difficult and interesting. It's pretty. Yeah.
It's one of my favorites, too.
Is it?
Yes. What's one of your least favorite holiday songs?
Oh, maybe. There's one that Grandma got run over by a reindeer. How about that one?
I think that one's going to be a winner. Everybody said that so far, I've talked to me.
I was going to go like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but then I thought, I like that song.
I do too.
You know, so there aren't too many to not like. I'm doing the concert tomorrow night for jazz, you know, the Christmas concert.
Do you have a favorite one in that repertoire?
I love, I don't know the name of this Christmas carol, but you know the one that goes, frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, every song you sing seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true.
Yeah, it's pretty much. What do you sing? Alto? Do you sing tenor?
Alto. We're singing on our own, you know, not as a medley with everybody, up on a housetop. And
I bet it's a jazzy arrangement.
And the 12 Days of Christmas.
I do and the then 12 Days After Christmas.
What's that?
Oh, no. She asked, what's the 12 Days After Christmas? Doesn't everyone know that song? The first day after Christmas, my true love and I had a fight. And so I chopped the pear tree down and burned it just for spite. And with a single cartridge, I shot that blasted partridge. My true love, gave to me. The second day after Christmas, I pulled on the old rubber gloves and very gently wrung the necks of both the turtle doves. My true love, gave to me. The third day after Christmas, my mother caught the croup. I had to use the three French hens to make some chicken soup. The four calling birds were a big mistake, for their language was obscene. The five golden rings were completely fake, and they turned my fingers green. The sixth day after Christmas, the six laying geese wouldn't lay. I gave the whole damn gaggle to the ASPCA. On the seventh day, what a mess I found. All seven of the swimming swans had drowned. My true love, my true love gave to me. The eighth day after Christmas, before they could suspect, I bundled up the eight maids a-milking, nine pipers piping, 10 ladies dancing, 11 lords a-leaping, 12 drummers drumming. Well, actually, I kept one of the drummers. And sent them back collect. I wrote my true love
we are through love. And I said in so many words that furthermore your Christmas gifts were for the birds, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Now, more music from Alice and Crow.
What's your favorite, or among your favorite, Christmas music?
My favorite Christmas music is this Cajun CD that I have at home, the Cajun Christmas disc. It's really good. It's mostly instrumental. It's really fun.
I was going to ask you to sing some of it. Can you sing instrumental?
No, I can't sing instrumental.
What Christmas song do you like the least?
what I like the least. I don't know if that there is one that I really dislike. I get tired of hearing a lot of the things over and over again. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of new infusion, which is why I like things like the Cajun Christmas and the Mannheim Steamroller, another good Christmas CD, because they do different things, and it's not the standard stuff, which I like better. I don't know that I dislike any Christmas song.
But what I should really sing you is a Dutch Sinterklaas song, a St. Nicholas song. We just passed St. Nicholas Day, which was December 5th. And I thought about it all day on Saturday that it was St. Nicholas Day. So,
you ready to sing it?
All right. Sinterklaas kapoentje, gooi wat in mijn schoentje, gooi wat in mijn laarsje, dank u Sinterklaasje. Van je ras, 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 rijdt de koning door de plas. Van je voort, voort, rijdt de koning door de poort. Van je erk, 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 rijdt de koning naar de kerk. Van je 1, 2, 3, hi, hi.
Yay! So, what is it basically saying?
Well, that one was Sinterklaas kapoentje is just St. Nicholas. Gooi wat in mijn schoentje is throw something in my shoe, because in Holland they put their shoes by the fireplace. We don't have stockings. We have shoes and boots and wooden shoes and things like that. And gooi wat in mijn laarsje, put something in my boot. Dank u Sinterklaasje. Thank you, Sinterklaas.
Yeah.
And then that other little part that I put on is actually not really a Christmas song, but it kind of goes with the other song. I don't know.
Sounded good to me.
Yeah.
What's one among your favorite Christmas songs, Dee?
I hate Christmas songs, I'm sorry.
All of them?
Oh, gosh, I hate Christmas music. Don't use me for this.
Okay, what's your least favorite?
Probably Jingle Bells. Or Little Drummer Boy.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Irritating noises sound.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be it. That would be it. Or any of the Santa Claus songs, or any of the religious songs, or anything that has Christmas in it.
I was going to say, are you Scrooge?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That version of Jingle Bells is by Maya Filipic. This is Yin Radio's Holiday Blues Show, and we're beating the holiday blues with song and asking people about their favorite and least favorite holiday songs. Here's another classic, Re-Envision by J-E-L-L-I.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. But then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
What's one of your favorite Christmas songs?
Oh, I don't know.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, yeah, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Both of you?
I'm with her on that one.
And Oh Holy Night.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one, too. I need multiple choice.
It can be multiple choice, because it's hard to pick the favorite.
Silent Night's always a good one. Ooh, that Mariah Carey song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. That's a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Okay, you sing me a line or two from one of those.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, I can't.
Go ahead.
I'll sing with you.
No, I can't. No.
Go ahead.
I don't know any Christmas songs, actually. I'm not a big Christmas song person. Just what I've heard at Sisters.
Pick just one or two of your least favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, okay, I got ran over by a reindeer.
That's your least favorite? Really?
Yeah, that's pretty
come
obnoxious.
On.
Really? I always thought that was cute when I was younger.
Jingle Bells.
Oh, yeah.
Why Jingle Bells?
Oh, it's just too much. They force that on you when you're like five, and it's just every year. I don't know. Too much repetition in Jingle Bells.
I agree.
Sing a little bit of it.
No.
Go ahead.
Uh-uh.
A very nice voice.
No, I'm not saying.
I won't use it if it's horrible.
No. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Give me a little bit?
I can't. No, I'm sorry.
It's Silent Night. If I start you, will you try to join me?
No.
I hate Silent Night. That's one of my
Why?
Least favorite
really?
Ones. I don't know. It just sounds wimpy to me.
Really? I think it's really kid. Pretty when it's done well.
When I was a kid, I'm not religious, obviously, but when I was a kid, we used to go to the midnight candlelight sessions, and we'd sing that one. I really, really liked it. It was like family time.
Yeah. So it was about the connection and the tradition,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I like Green Sleeves a lot.
Oh, everything from the Nutcracker. I didn't even realize it was all from the Nutcracker. I just had heard these songs over and over again, and then I finally went to the Nutcracker last year.
Yeah.
And realized that that's what they were all from.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and
hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad.
We're beating the holiday blues. And this last group I talked to about their favorite and least favorite holiday songs were Ready to Sing. I work with these women at the Palouse Clearwater Environmental Institute, and you can tell by their attitudes, it's a great place. It's a fun place to work.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh my God! Well, my favorite Christmas song is totally the one that I want to learn. It's not really a Christmas song, but it's a winter song, and it's "Baby, it's cold outside. I really must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no." But I don't know it. I want to learn it, but I don't know all the words.
That's good.
I have lots. I like them all.
Yeah, I like that one a lot too. And then I also like Santa Baby.
Oh! Santa
Baby! I don't know the words to it though,
burn
but every time.
Burn down the chimney tonight.
Yeah, it makes
it's
me
like,
kind of
oh, it makes me want to do the Marilyn Monroe.
I know. It is. Very Marilyn. I'm thinking, there's so many. I like them all. What's the one, like, Walking in a Winter Wonderland?
Yeah,
you know, that's a good one. Yeah, go ahead, you can sing it.
Then we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Carson Brown. He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, orange fire. To face and affirm the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
It's really a shame that radio can't capture Sarah's dance moves. Because those are fantastic.
Santa just moved her to the top of the good list.
Or the naughty one.
Depending on what you were doing in front of the fire.
I sing that one. Later on, we'll perspire.
Yeah. It's conspire, isn't it?
By the fire.
Well, that too.
Yeah. Walking around in women's underwear.
It's just a fantasy song. I love it.
Don't mind if I do.
Oh, that's so great. Well, I feel like my answer may have been different before my Thanksgiving trip, my epic Thanksgiving trip, but I just took this trip to Colorado in a car with a baby and four adults, and the song that made the baby happy during that whole trip was the one, the sleigh ride song.
Jingle Bells?
Over the river and...
Outside the...
No.
Snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, let's go. Let's go. Something to snow. And that has been in my head for weeks and weeks. And I haven't gotten tired of it, so it must be a good sign.
It's a happy song.
It is. And the cadence with which it was sung in the car was very fast and very fun. So it made everybody happy. And it's still making me happy, so I will say that's my favorite this year, is that one.
What about least favorite?
Oh.
Silent Night.
Oh.
Just because it's so slow.
You know what? I just listened to this interesting thing about Silent Night, though. On the radio last night, they did this whole epic story about Silent Night and how it came about. It was this, like, Christmas night. Super long time ago, during a war, which I tune out sometimes, so I don't know the specifics. But this man just stepped out of the trenches and sang Silent Night, and a bunch of other people started singing too. So it was like really meaningful, and I think that was, I don't know, it was kind of cool.
Well, that kind of gives me chills, but
in
a good way. But
typically, when I think about one that I don't want to sing
that one,
that's one of them.
Least favorite. I like so many of them. Some of them that bug me. Do you know what the one that bugs me right now is? The one that says, oh, dang it. It's, I'm going to think of it. So Ben and somebody want a gun that shoots and walking boots and, and they want
is that it? And mom and dad can hardly
wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I like it though, but I just don't like that part.
Oh. Toss it, we'll talk and we'll go for a walk with Janet and Jen.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I don't know. I guess I've heard about guns before.
Yeah.
Because I love that song. Maybe I just tune it out.
I think that maybe, I don't know why, it's just the one that gets stuck in my head. That's the part that gets stuck in my head. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know what my all-time least favorite is?
What?
Well, I always answered this as Silent Night.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But as top the list, because I've been hearing it way too much and I've always hated it, is Santa Baby.
Oh, wow!
I cannot stand that one.
And I could see that happening, but right now, I haven't heard it too much. But I can't see
I put this giant mix on my CD player, mixes of, that I had burned, and then put it on random, and it was playing through all this Christmas music, and so there's tons of songs. And Santa Baby is one. I heard it 5 times in an hour.
Oh my gosh. That would do it.
That was it.
I am reburning the CD. I am, yeah.
Wow.
There's so many out there, too. Like there's Oh Christmas Tree. Some of them you just never hear very much, right. You know? Yeah.
And some of the versions, because right now I've been really into listening to, it's called Holiday Traditions, and it's on satellite radio, but you can get it through your TV. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they have all these great versions of the songs from like Louis Armstrong Ella Fitzgerald.
So
like, and sometimes I'm struck by, like, that wasn't my favorite song, but I love that version.
Right.
You know, and so that's been really fun for me because I do love those old singers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's why I am sort of bugged about It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, because it's one that's like, there's so many versions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And on the radio station that I listen to, it's played and played and played and played.
Yeah.
And played.
I just got an Ella Fitzgerald version of your favorite.
Oh.
Yeah, I just bought it off iTunes.
I have a Louis Armstrong version of your favorite.
Maybe it's cold outside. Yeah. And Ellis has a great singing voice, and I can sort of sing, but I would love for us to sing.
That would be great.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Do you have a least favorite?
You know, I've been trying to think of one, and I can't. You know, I would have to say that some of the version I can't. Other versions I can't stand if I'm trying to like sing along in the car. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, no, that's not how it goes. Or I'm like, I can't hold my breath that long. so that would be it. Just certain songs where they're not super pretty, or they make them like extremely difficult for me to sing along.
Yeah.
That's when it starts to bug me. Cause I'm like, oh, but I know the old version and I like it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I have any least favorite. I like Christmas music. Just have to be in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would agree with that. I can't think of one that I don't enjoy unless I've heard it too many times. Mm-hmm. And Silent Night might actually be that for me right now, because I had a Pandora mix going. And it was like 3 different singers, 3 songs in a row, Silent Night. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, you kind of ruined this for me now, Pandora. But that, you know, I would say this year I'm sort of done hearing that. But it's not because I don't enjoy the song. Yeah. I've just heard it too many times. Mm-hmm. But there are apparently songs that you cannot hear too many times. So,
yeah.
Well, you found one.
Yeah, I found one. Mm-hmm. Which, who'd have thought?
Well, I can't wait to hear all this again.
I know. It's going to be so fun to, like, have Christmas morning. Like, I have traditional CDs that I listen to, like, that my parents had on cassette tape when I was a kid that I bought in CD form, because when I wake up on Christmas morning, that's what I want to hear. Mm-hmm. So I play that, you know, Frank Sinatra Christmas CD or Bing Crosby Christmas CD. And then I know that Christmas has come.
Well, it sounds like you need to infuse your collection with Jessica Simpson's Christmas.
which I have a copy of that if you'd like.
Oh, great. What about instrumentals?
See, so I love instrumental and choral music, yeah. Choral Christmas music. I love it.
I grew up playing the violin, and so I have a lot of orchestra music and a lot of orchestra medley mixes for the holidays. And I know not everybody appreciates it, but but that's what I like to listen to on Christmas morning. I love blaring that. And then you could sing along your own version to it, because we've got background music. You're the star. You're the
karaoke.
You're the star.
Holiday karaoke.
Yes.
Great.
That's
great.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah.
Happy
holidays.
Yay.
Celeste looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Share the word and spread the blessing. And stand by me, if thou knowest telling, yonder peasant, who is he, where and what's his dwelling? Sire, he lives a goodly hens underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain. Share the word and spread the blessing, yeah. Share the word and spread the blessing. Bring me flesh and bring me wine. Bring me pine logs hither, thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and Barnock forth they went together through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather. Share the word and spread the blessing. Share the word and spread the blessing. Steps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. Share the word and spread the blessing. Share the word and spread the blessing. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing. Share the word and spread the blessing. Uh-huh. Share the word and spread the blessing. Uh-huh. Share the word and spread the blessing. Uh-huh. Share the word and spread the blessing. Uh-huh.
Jennifer Avalon, and we're going to wrap up this holiday blues show with more music from Maya Filipic. Thanks for joining me and helping to beat the holiday blues. You can contact Yin Radio at yinradio@vpfound.org. That's Yin Radio at V as in voice, P as in power, found.org. Catch past shows and get podcasts and find out more about our shows at yinradio.org. Assistant producers are Renee Pope and Andriette Perron. Music is by Allison Crow, Maya Filippic, J-E-L-L-I, and Jennifer Avalon. Opening music is by Piano Chocolat. Yin Radio is produced at KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, by VP Foundation and by me. I'm Sandy Billings. Thanks for joining me. Until next week.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth and goodwill toward men from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels.